to the future of the Australian car industry. The report commissioned by the federal government into the highly sensitive issue of federal support for the auto industry was released this morning. Chaired by the former Victorian Premier Steve Brax, it recommends that the government provide $2.5 billion worth of assistance from 2010 to 2020 to help the industry survive and thrive, and that a large part of that be for environmental measures. Mr. Brax has recommended that the government double the amount of taxpayer dollars it's planning to provide to the industry in its Green Car Fund, but the review team ignored pleas from the car industry to abandon or delay the planned cuts to car tariffs. In Canberra, Sabra Lane reports.
The Brax report into the Australian car industry was commissioned in February in the wake of Mitsubishi's decision to close its Australian operations. High oil prices, the high Aussie dollar, and more recently, a change in consumer preferences for smaller cars with lower emissions have battered the local industry. But report author Steve Brax describes the Australian industry as vibrant, but says it would become viable if the report's recommendations are adopted.
These set of recommendations delivered to the government today are designed to have a long-term sustainable case for the automotive industry in Australia. A sustainable case, both economically and environmentally, a competitive industry that can compete worldwide, that goes for export, whilst of course having a competitive domestic market as well, and one which has a reliability in the supply chain in the future.
The industry was last reviewed in 2002. The Brax report gives the green light to the current plan of halving motor vehicle tariffs on imported cars and components from 10 to 5% in 2010. The industry had pushed for a freeze, as Steve Brax once advocated when he was Victorian Premier, but not anymore.
I was persuaded by the weight of argument that having the existing timetable to 2010 would not disadvantage the industry and would assist in driving forward further productivity and competitive advantages to the industry, whilst having as additional support for transition in the process to seek reliability as well.
Crucially, the report says the current Australian Competitiveness and Investment Scheme aimed at helping companies with research and development be extended beyond its 2015 deadline to 2020 and include an extra $1 billion. It also says the Green Car Fund, set up earlier this year, be doubled to $1 billion and brought forward by 2 years to start next year to allow manufacturers the opportunity of making better fuel-efficient cars. All up, the report suggests $2.5 billion of government assistance from 2010 to 2020 to help the industry.
The reality is we have an auto industry. The auto industry has survived here enormous challenges whilst it has been open to greater competition. It therefore has a greater chance of success because embedded in the auto industry are those competition changes and those productivity improvements. Now, whilst there is significant pressure, particularly in Detroit currently, there are signs that the auto industry is changing.
And he says the transport sector, including fuel, has to be included in an emissions trading scheme if Australia is genuine about creating new technologies to tackle climate change.
There's a lot of views about this. Should the automotive industry be exempt, as it is in some other countries, or not? And our view is that road transportation should not be exempt because it sends a better sign to the market on the true price of carbon and therefore consumer preferences which result from that and changes in technology and design as a result of that.
Now, I trust that all of you do know that I'm an unapologetic supporter of the Australian car industry.
Innovation and Industry Minister, Senator Kim Carr.
I'm in no mood to hide this report. I want to sing this report from the rooftops. This is an opportunity here. This is an enormous opportunity here to actually revitalise an incredibly important industry. I take the view that this is an industry that has really good chances of success if the right decisions are made.
The industry employs more than 64,000 people. Last year it produced 335,000 cars worth $7.7 billion, $5 billion of that in exports. The industry minister says there is a future for car and components industries in Australia.
The Australian government has taken the view that we want to be part of that. We want to keep an industry here because once you lose the capacity, you never get it back. But we can also diversify the industry and transform the industry in terms of the supplier base. So all those things considered lead me to be optimistic that this report will be taken very seriously. I can't tell you what the response of government will be to each and every recommendation, but we will be looking at this thoroughly, carefully, and I'm confident that there will be an effective response shortly.
That's the Innovation and Industry Minister, Senator Kim Carr, ending that report by Sabra Lane.